Kale haters, and we know you're out there, this story is for you. What's not to like about kale, you say? It's high in fiber, low in calories, rich in vitamins A and C. And these days, it is everywhere in salads, smoothies, chips, even ice cream. Why is kale so cool? The person as responsible as anybody for this state of affairs is the former New York Times restaurant critic Mimi Sheraton. But now she says, wait for it, that she hates kale. It's tough and bitter and doesn't belong in all those dishes. So foodies, get over it. She wrote about this for the Daily Beast in a piece titled, I'm Sorry for Helping Make Kale Cool. She joined us from the New York Bureau recently, and I asked her why she pushed kale on us and why she hates it now.
I thought I just hated kale. And then my son reminded me that 40 years ago in 1976 in the New York Times, I wrote a great paean to kale. It was about cooking kale for cold winter nights and all the stews and soups. And as I dug out that article and read through it, I realized that it wasn't kale I hated. It's the way it's currently being prepared. And it's become a symbol on menus that wannabe gourmets are in an in place. But when I liked kale, it was cooked in traditional ways, very soft, always in a stew or soup, and always with some kind of fat, whether it was olive oil and garlic by Italians, was soul food, simmered for a long time with ham hocks or salt pork in certain parts of Northern Europe, sautéed first in goose or duck fat, then liquid added and simmered. And that softness made it palatable and pleasant. What I don't like about it now is the grilling and the roasting or raw, very hard chips that bring out the worst flavor notes of kale, a kind of dirty, musty bitterness that more or less leaches out.
Well, tell us how you really feel, Mimi. Kale chips, no.
No. Kale on top of pizza, which burns and becomes like little straight pieces of paper. You get little leathery bits in brownies or cookies now. I occasionally go into a gym in my neighborhood, not to go to the gym, but to buy some cookies. And the oatmeal cookies have kale in them. So
Do you just tell them no? Just stop it. You know what the other thing you wrote in your piece? You explained to me why it's a cold weather vegetable. Because why? Tell me again.
Well, when I was growing up, it was the only vegetable left outdoors on stand in winters at greengrocers. And so they would leave it out in the snow and the frost would freeze it. And that breaks the cell wall in a plant. And therefore, when you cook it, it's already slightly broken apart and becomes very tender. It was believed it was inedible unless it had frozen first.
You know, I cannot let you go without reminding everybody that you are actually quite a trailblazer. You were the first woman restaurant critic for The Times. Is there anything else about the current food scene that either drives you crazy or anything that you're happy about that you want to tell us?
I regret very much is a certain moralistic, messianic tone of people who advocate responsible eating, which I would advocate too. But there is a certain tone that if you don't do this, if you don't eat organic, if you don't buy locally, you're a bad person, which I think is wrong. Along with that, if you must cook, if you don't like to cook, you're a bad person. I think if you don't like to cook, maybe you're a lucky person because you have a lot of time for other things. Mm. It's a pet peeve.
All right. Mimi Sheraton dropping some knowledge. She's the author of many books, including most recently, 1,000 Foods to Eat Before You Die. She was kind enough to join us from NPR New York. Mimi Sheraton, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle. I enjoyed it.